I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time for another Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon netcast. And this week has been a very wild and crazy week. It's driving me nutty. It's so crazy. Oh, my goodness. We had so much going on this week, I tell you. We are moving an entire data center to a whole other place at work. And I was up from like 8:30 at night. I went into work. Now, that's not 8:30 in the morning. It's 8:30 at night I went into work. And then I came home at 5:30 in the morning. I'm kind of tired. Anyway, as you can tell, I may be a little more out of it than usual. I'm also doing some other strange things. The lighting's going to be different, and the camera's going to be different, and I'm back to the webcam, and I'm using a microphone here that I'm going to bring into the frame just a little bit. Right here, this microphone, I'm going to now put it lower than the frame so that it doesn't show up. Yes. And why are you doing that, Dr. Bill? Because I'm tired. I don't want to set up everything. I just want to shoot this. No, not that kind of shoot. Tempting, though. Anyway, we're proud members of the Tech Podcast Network. TechPodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. So, I'm sorry it's dark. And the lights aren't working. I have a light here, but it's windy. And it's late, and I don't have sunlight. And it's the Everything's Gone Wonky edition. I named it up front for once instead of waiting till the end. So it's going to be a crazy netcast. And that's a good thing, probably. You're probably going, dude. So, since we are talking about being proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, let me tell you this. We are also proud that GoToMeeting, Citrix GoToMeeting, is a sponsor of this very netcast. They're going, I don't know why we are, but we are. No, seriously, you need to take advantage of this special GoToMeeting offer. I'm telling you, dude, look at this lower third. That's the thing I have on the screen. Right now. Yes, it's because this is part of Citrix's website. Not Citrix's website, but GoToMeeting's website. Because it's here to remind you that this is an awesome offer. You can't always go physically to meetings. Sometimes you're like me, you're tired. You're feeling wonky. And yet you still have to do your job. So what are you going to do? Well, the best thing to do is use GoToMeeting to go to the meeting virtually instead of physically. Then you don't have to get on in the car, go to the airport, get on the plane, fly to wherever you're going, be really tired, and then try to do a meeting. It just doesn't work well. So save yourself, your brain, and your body by using GoToMeeting. We have a special trial offer available through this netcast with this special URL right here. And I'll put it in the show notes too. Click on it. Use it. You'll like it. I guarantee. I use Citrix every day at work. I'm the Citrix administrator. I know how good they are. So do it and do it now. I'm really demanding today, am I not? Okay. Let's go to the blog, shall we? The blog, of course, is drbill.cc, CC standing for Computer Curmudgeon, as you well know by now. Now, if you're just joining me for the first time, you're probably going, this guy's crazy. Yes, but that's beside the point. The point is, you should go back and watch some other video netcasts and even earlier audio podcasts, netcast, podcast, whatever, because it will convince you that, yes, indeed, there's some space available. Okay. Yes, let's get serious now. drbill.cc is the place to go for all things techie to find out what's going on in the tech-verse. Tech-verse. I like that. I may use that again. Watch for it. Okay. First item. How cool is this? This is an epic German TV. Now, I don't watch German TV, I have to confess. You know, I do not speak a Sie Deutsch at all. Nor do I schlappen Sie gut. I'm not sure what that means, but I've heard it before. Maybe I don't want to know what it means. Anyway, the point is, German TV heard about the Navy SEAL team, SEAL Team 6, that took out bin Laden. And so they went online and said, we're going to go online and we're going to find the official SEAL of this special team that took out bin Laden. Now, if you go to the website, drbill.cc, as I have aforementioned, if you go there, you will see the SEAL that they found. They put it up on the big screen and started talking about it on their newscast. Problem was, it wasn't SEAL Team 6, it was SEALs Team 6. They didn't know any better. And it was the Maquis Special Operations Badge from Star Trek. How cool is that? The Star Trek Maquis took out bin Laden. Yes. Pretty weird, huh? Whoa! The Geek Software of the Week is a little insistent this week. It's just a little early, but that's okay. We'll give it some slack. Cut it some slack. I'll get my terminology correct eventually. The Geek Software of the Week this week is CrashPlan. Now, CrashPlan is some cool software. Now, let me say up front, this is a disclaimer. Disclaimer! CrashPlan is a sponsor of this netcast. Yes, and the website. So the official disclaimer is that I believed in them so much that I made them a Geek Software of the Week as well as them being a sponsor. I don't make things Geek Software of the Week just because. I do it because it's cool. So you know it's cool. So I actually use CrashPlan. That's why I wanted them as a sponsor. That's why I went after them. I went after them. Not like that. Anyway. And they graciously accepted being a sponsor. Thank you. But anyway, the way CrashPlan works, you install it on your PCs. Now, here's the cool thing. You know Geek Software of the Weeks are free. And that's no different here. You can use it, and it's free for your personal PC and for a limited amount of space. Okay? That's cool. But you can also, for very little money, $4 a month if you sign up for a four-year plan. I mean, $4 a month, come on. You can get an unlimited plan and back up 10 PCs. Now, if you're a geek like me, you've got 10 PCs. I got PCs. I got a lot of PCs just in this room. Some of them are actually even hooked up and running. Yeah, anyway, so you can leverage that awesomeness. Plus, here's another cool thing, just between you and me, you can let your friends use your account. So in other words, let's say that you and your buddy went in together and he paid $2 a month and you paid $2 a month. That's okay, you could do that. How cool is that? Because it's unlimited. It's unlimited. I mean really unlimited. Like it doesn't matter how much space you use. Dude. So it's cool. So go on my website, drbill.cc. Click on the little link that says CrashPlan. What does it actually say? It says CrashPlan back up to the cloud. Back up to the cloud. It's hard to say. Free trial. Click here for more information. Cloud backup. Dude. I like it. And I use it. All right, so that's Geek Software of the Week. Microsoft has bought Skype. What do you think of that? Skype, okay? I use Skype. I've been using Skype for years. Matter of fact, I even have a Skype in number. That's where people can call me on a regular telephone using this local number, and it rings my Skype account. And I pay for that with real money. So, but anyway, Skype, Microsoft bought it. I have mixed feelings about that, but I sure hope they don't mess it up. But one thing they are doing is they're expanding their support, their platform, because Microsoft bought it. It will now work with Xbox, Outlook, Windows Phone, and so forth. So that's cool, I guess. It is Microsoft. I'm a little concerned, but we'll see. Okay, now you know that my favorite browser, probably of all time, and I've been using a browser since like Navigator, early browser, before Internet Explorer even existed. Actually, before that, I was using, what was before Navigator? Mobius. Yes, it became Navigator. Man, I go back a long way. Anyway, the point is, sad but true, the point is that Google Chrome is my favorite browser. It's lean. It's fast. It's awesome. It has cool plugins. It's just cool. And it's been very, 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 very secure. They've had hacker challenges where they've had super hackers trying to hack it and they haven't been able to. But this week it did get hacked by a security firm. No details on how they did it because the security firm hacked it and then told Google what they did, and now Google's going to fix it, so it's going to be even stronger than ever. So cool. So in the real world, the real actual world that we virtually live in on the web, it still really hasn't been officially, in my way of thinking, hacked. Okay? Just saying. Okay, I've also been kind of fighting a little congestion, so my voice may be getting gravelly, but that's okay. Just hang in there with me, okay? I'm going to make it through this podcast. I'm going to do it. I'm in a weird mood. Okay, Google announces the Chromebook, and as I say, can has? I want one. Now, you know, because I've been telling you about it, that I am using Jolly Cloud OS, Cloud Client, let's call it a Cloud Client, which is Linux-based, on my netbook, and I've been very, very impressed. Very, very impressed. I like it, and I'm using it, and I'm doing more cloudy things, and getting my data from the cloud, and my programs from the cloud, and I'm finding alternative programs. I'm going to talk about this probably in the next netcast, about some of the alternative programs I've found that even work as well as what I use in the real computery world, normal world. So anyway, it just makes me even more excited about this Chromebook deal. It does cool stuff, I'm telling you. So I'm looking forward to that. It will be coming out June the 15th, and you can not only purchase one outright for around $400, but then you can also kind of like rent to own for like $28 a month for 3 years, and that will then pay for it. So it's kind of like paying for it over time, but you're getting services as well. I mean, it's cool. It's a neat idea. So I'm looking forward to the Chromebook. I will probably just stick with my netbook running Jolly Cloud OS because it's still using the Chrominess of Google. So it'll be very similar, but we'll see how it goes. I may get my hands on one somehow. I hope so. That would be awesome. Anyway, and talking about security from our earlier thing about the cracking thing on Chrome, Facebook security had a flaw, which has now been fixed, but you need to change your passwords. If you have not changed your Facebook password, you can't blame me for when your data gets, you know, your personal information gets got. Gets got? Yes. I'll stick with that because I don't know any better. Anyway, all you got to do is change your one Facebook password. If you'll do that, then you're good. Okay? So do that. Google, now here's another Google item. There's a lot of googly items this week. Google has activated its 1,000,000th device. 1,000,000th. Wow. Now, Google's been announcing all this stuff. This has been a big Google week this week because of Google's I.O. conference, which is their announcing to developers what they're doing conference thing. that was last week. And that's why every day they had more and more and more stuff. They have an Android day, they had a Chrome day, and they had a Chromebook day, and they just had all this stuff going on. And they announced that, just kind of in passing, kind of let it slip, that they'd activated their 100 millionth Android device. Dude. Now, I do have a bit of bad news personally, and that is that my own personal beloved Droid X phone is having problems. I'm very sad about it. It kind of goes into a boot mode. It comes up, and then it dies. And it comes up, and then it dies. And they said, oh, well, just charge it for a day. Well, I charged it for a day and a half, and it's still doing it. So I'm sad. But I'm going to get with Verizon and see if they can fix it. So I'll let you know how that goes. In the meantime, if you know a magic fix, you know, where it comes up and does the little Droid symbol, and then it goes Droid across, but never says Droid. See, that concerns me. It usually says Droid, but it just spells Droid out in its little wavy droidiness. And then it immediately starts over and does its little weird red eye symbol thing, and then Droid again, and it just keeps doing that over and over. I miss my phone. But I'm sure it'll all work out. Okay, next item is the last item, which is probably a good thing because my voice is beginning to go. And that is, Facebook was caught backing a whisper campaign against Google. Now, it's interesting that Facebook had a security issue that made everybody need to change their passwords, and Google got their Chrome browser hacked, but then not in the real world, only in the security world where it got fixed. And now there's this article about Facebook having a whisper campaign against Google. Basically, what Facebook did is they hired some guys, PR campaign type guys, who were going and whispering that Google was bad, naughty, evil. And you know, Google's official motto is, don't be evil. And that's kind of aimed at Microsoft, so I'm with them on that, okay? So, you know, there you go. Don't be evil. Facebook was evil because they started this PR campaign, a quote, grassroots campaign against Google by a PR firm that they hired. Naughty, naughty. That's not good. I mean, you can't be grassroots if somebody hires a PR firm to be grassroots. You know what I'm saying? That works in politics, too. Just saying. Okay. In a stunning mea culpa, Facebook on Thursday admitted that it was behind a whisper campaign to spread privacy fears. I thought it said piracy fears. Yo-ho-ho. No. Privacy fears about Google. Facebook says it never intended to smear the search giant. No. No. Fingers crossed on that one. Meanwhile, giant public relations firm Bernstein and Marsteller issued a statement saying that it never agreed to carry out an assignment on Facebook's behalf. No. Just saying. So, it's getting rough out there in the internet world. So hold on to your passwords and believe only a little bit of what you hear until it all shakes out. Okay. Okay. So there's things coming. Watch for it. Jolie Cloud reports, cloud, application reports that I'm going to be doing, and demos of various other things that I don't even know what they are yet. And they'll be coming out. And by next time, I'll get my camera set back up and we'll have light and it will be easier to see me. Hello. I won't look so gray. I'm wearing a gray shirt. Maybe that, well, no. Gray doesn't exactly reflect, does it? But anyway, maybe it does. Maybe it doesn't. We'll see. Maybe I'll experiment with that. Anyway, point is, I was looking at the microphone because the microphone's got a little light on it that goes blink, blink, blink. And you know how things are that are shiny. I go, ooh, shiny. Kind of like in the movie where they go, squirrel. It's a blue light. Yeah, it just catches my attention occasionally. Blue light. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Well, enough of that. Until next time, the doctor is out of here.